Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says Russian and Georgian experts will jointly probe allegations that Russian fighter jets entered more than 75 kilometers into Georgian territory and launched a guided missile on August 6th. Georgian officials said the missile fell near a village outside the pro-Russian breakaway region of South Ossetia, but did not explode. Moscow denies the charges. Churkin says a high-level Russian delegation, led by the chief of staff of the Russian Air Force, has been dispatched to the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
Of course, our hope is that in the course of those bilateral contacts, this matter will be clarified. This is our hope. And there are, of course, all sorts of efforts to, as I said, to create some stir around this issue, unfortunately, from the Georgian side.
Last week, Georgia's deputy representative to the UN, Irakli Chikovani, called the alleged missile incident a Russian act of aggression aimed at disrupting Georgia's democratic advances. And Georgia has pressed international bodies, including the Security Council, to investigate alleged multiple violations of Georgian airspace. The Security Council Thursday discussed the alleged missile incident. Afterward, the council's Congolese president, Pascal Gayama, said the body will continue to follow up. Russia's ambassador notes that while the reported incursion has captured the interest of some Security Council members, he hopes that the matter will not require Security Council attention.
Some delegations were proposing even an official statement initially, then a press statement, but we explained to colleagues that this would be premature for the council to make any kind of a statement of this sort, simply in view of the ongoing discussions and consultations between the Russian and Georgian experts.
Churkin says it is too early to know what role the Council will play in any investigation. Russia is one of five permanent members of the Security Council. On Wednesday, Georgian officials said a team of international experts determined that a plane flew into Georgian airspace from the Russian side. But Churkin dismissed that assertion, saying Georgia is creating confusion by calling on multiple groups to investigate. He says the Russian and Georgian delegations should be given the opportunity to investigate thoroughly. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met with the Georgian ambassador, Irakli Alassania, on Wednesday to discuss the missile incident. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, New York.